Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go right into, first of all, a report from Avi Mezeraki and Dugud Ministries in Tel Aviv, which was, bombs are being launched into Jerusalem. They had some that landed there, but Israel's pulling out right now. But Avi says, thank you, us, for praying for them. We praise the Lord that none of our congregants or our family members have any physical injuries thus far. Continue to pray that the Lord will protect lives on both sides of the border. And that's one beautiful thing about Israel is that we need some lessons. We need some lessons. We don't need to go see the sights. We need to go learn the wisdom because we have to learn how to, rightfully love our enemies, rightfully be there for those who appear they're held captive and they're coming against us the way that Israel's being there give me a second right here. I'm going to hook up here. Yes.
Much better.
Wow. And so think about it. They're being bombed by the Hamas, which was voted in by 30% reportedly of the Palestinians, which is a terrorist group and also I would consider more like a gang over the Palestinian people. And so Israel's able to divide that, to realize that this is not the Palestinian people's heart, but this is, you gotta lay low when they kill you for standing up for what's right. In America, they don't kill us yet for standing up for what's right.
No.
And hopefully that day won't come. And not in America, they don't. But reporters are saying the ones that were in Gaza that, we're watching missile launchers be launched right here by our hotels, but if we put the cameras on, they said they would kill us. Hmm. Did you think about just talking about it then instead of just pointing your cameras at Israel? And so it is amazing. We could learn a lot from Israel. They're being missiles. Thousands of missiles are being fired at your children, at your wife, at your schools, at your businesses. And if it wasn't for the Iron Dome, they would be landing all over the country. But because America worked with Israel and supplied them with and worked together for the Iron Dome, they have that kind of defense. Sad to say, one has been given to Turkey as well. And so Avi and the Good Ministries and the Jews that are there in Tel Aviv and other parts of Israel, they're living in bomb shelters. Wow. They're bringing hobbies. They're ministering folks in the bomb shelters. They're reading books to them, but they're just staying in that bomb shelter. Hmm. How many people get upset because a hurricane's coming? It takes 24 hours of their life cycle.
Right.
And they have bombs. And then you look at the press. And the press is lopsided. And you think, first of all, if we understand this, that you see somebody on television every single day in the corporate world. And the corporate world, that means it's ran by a corporation. Now, who owns that corporation is your neighbor. It's your friends. It's people who bought stock in that company, who own stock in Disney and ABC and CBS and all their subsidiaries and MSNBC and NBC. And so they're concerned about the bottom line profits. And so they sell advertising to be able to raise money. And so they need content in between those ads that cause you to be able to want to stay in there. So more people view the ads, the higher the price their ads would go. And so they need somebody to go around. We need to find somebody that has a good voice, somebody that looks halfway decent, somebody that the people will relate to, and somebody that will read the words that we tell them to. Mm-hmm. A newscaster said to John recently, he said, I'm just tired of speaking empty words. If you get mad at a newscaster that works in that paradigm, and just because the camera's on them, you can have empathy for them. That's their job. they're having to read what's on the teleprompter. And that teleprompter has already gone through the whole process of their approval system that it will not offend.
It's been scrubbed.
It's been scrubbed. Because the purpose is the ads, not necessarily the content. And that's why you, all of a sudden you can see, you know, content go all over the place. And so you got to really think about, if you focus all of your attention on the teleprompter reader, then you're missing the point. It's your neighbor who has stock in ABC and Disney. It's your neighbor. It's maybe you and your portfolio that you have stock in CBS. By the way, a prophetic word was given about new anchors are going to be rising up and anchors are going to be falling because of the tragedies that are taking place. Let me give you some. I don't have any financial experience to give you any advice in your financial portfolio. But prophetically speaking, if you do have stock in those particular companies, prophetically, based on this word, and I can't tell you how to invest your money, you're thinking you need to talk to somebody who actually knows how to do that. If I did, I'd pull it out because based on the word is the value is going to drop dramatically. Not only is the value going to drop, but some anchors because of the stress and the pressure that is going to be taking place. I mean, how long can you report on another disaster, I had a chance to catch some of the world news last night. In the first 15 minutes, it was like one disaster after another every 5 seconds. It was just like boom, boom, boom. It's like, how long can you take that?
Yeah.
Our attention span is so short.
Well, especially when you've been, you know, reporting on kittens and the latest, you know, fashion wear. It's like, you know, you're going to have to do some really compassionate, you know, reporting, and it's going to be tough.
Right. And you can't do that if you're having to satisfy a corporate board. And you definitely can't speak prophetically. In other words, you cannot tell the news before the news happens because they're going to be, this has not been scrubbed. We don't know. I mean, we kind of like the idea about it, but what if you're wrong? And we'd like to be the breaking news, but not that breaking news. We don't want to be that early on. We actually want to see it happen, and so we can, you know, make sure it fits our, you know. Versus when you're looking at, you know, looking at VFN TV, listen to the daily radio program. I mean, if you go back and listen, and this is what God has shown us, He's speaking prophetically. God is showing us things, and it's happening. And one big thing is that He's showing. I mean, I don't want it to be true, but who am I? I mean, who is Jonah to say, you know, I don't want Nineveh to repent, or I want Nineveh to repent. So whatever God's going to do with whatever God's going to do. Right. And this is what, I mean, God's saying all the paper money is going to go. It's going to be a digital economy that people, we got to pray for protection for our president, because there's people out there, and there's always somebody out there that tries to mean our country harm. But there's people out there that potentially, reportedly, that he's partnered with that'll be just like Jehoiakim, just like Zedekiah, and they're not people that will, we got to pray protection over him. And we can, because God's shown us the church helping out the president and making sure that he's able to break free from that vision, to get a new vision. But also he's shown it's going to be a physical battle. It's going to be physical on the land. Something's going to happen on the land in America, and it's not going to be good. It's going to be shocking. You're talking about shock and awe. That was the first bomb dropped in Iraq, which they're saying now was an unjust war. Well, the first thing we dropped was Moab, the mother of all bombs. And it was made on the Gulf Coast at the Air Force Base. Whiting Field, I think is what it was out there. Not Whiting Field.
Eglin.
Wow.
And it's called, it was Moab, the interesting name of the bomb. And it was called Mother of All Bombs, and it was a bunker buster. And it dropped thinking they would just deal with the first bomb. They had a little insight. Well, you know, if you go around picking on folks while your back's turned on God, you know, as one person says, our chickens could come home to roost. But if we turn our faces to God, you know, our hearts back to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, you're the Lord of our life. Forgive us, cleanse us, help us to walk righteously before you, and help us to repent for the sins of our fathers, whatever they are, and our own, then God can just stop things. We got to cover this. When you're watching the secular news, those that are driven by the bottom line and the corporations and the talking heads and the context of that, you have to understand it's very lopsided. I mean, think about Geraldo Rivera, who's talking. I mean, Geraldo, really? I mean, you're going to talk that lopsided about that? These guys are like termites digging up under the land of Israel, snatching their folks, kidnapping their kids, bombing. It's like, come on. And He was speaking against Israel in the context of this, and it was just crazy.
It was mass communication, you know what I'm saying? He was masking the real deal with his like, hello.
Yes. But understand, there's a reason why it's lopsided like that. I want you to be able to hear this report from CBN News, and we'll come back. We want to get a biblical perspective of why and what's going on.
Today, Hamas and Israel agreed to a three-day truce to set the stage for peace talks. During the month-long conflict, the world has seen scores of media images of Israeli attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza. But as Chris Mitchell reports, the media hasn't been showing the other side of the story, Hamas militants invading Israel and launching rockets at the Jewish state. Here's that story.
For more than a month, Israel's efforts to stop Gaza rocket fire and destroy Hamas tunnels has made headlines and led newscasts around the world.
Two images dominate the war between Israel and Hamas. On one side is Israel's military actions, like airstrikes, artillery, and ground troops. On the other side, video of Palestinians suffering, wounded, or killed in those military actions. But what's missing?
In Gaza, we have not seen Hamas fighters. They are not roaming the streets of Gaza City. They're not carrying weapons. Where are they? We've never seen those pictures in 4 weeks of reporting from this region.
The Western press has not had access to the fighting arm of Hamas. So the impression creating is you have an Israeli army fighting and you have Palestinians on the other side. And that's already playing into Hamas's media strategy.
Hamas media watchdogs also crush what they consider negative reports. Hamas expelled this reporter from the Gaza Strip for his reports on Twitter. CBN News' George Thomas spoke with him inside Gaza.
He came to us, in essence, telling us that he was hauled in by Hamas militants and interrogated and threatened, and said that they didn't like the tweets he was tweeting, in essence, telling the world that Hamas was using civilian areas, in this particular case, using this journalist's hotel right next to his hotel to fire off rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And they gave him 24 hours to get out of the Strip.
Italian journalist Gabriele Barbati posted this on Twitter only after leaving Hamas-controlled Gaza. Out of Gaza, far from Hamas retaliation, misfired rocket killed children yesterday in Shati. Witness, militants rushed and cleared debris. His tweet corroborated the IDF account that Hamas rockets, not the IDF, hit the Al-Shifa hospital on July 28th. Filmmaker Michael Grinspan posted this exchange with a Spanish journalist on Facebook. I asked him, how come we never see on television channels reporting from Gaza any Hamas people? No gunmen, no rocket launcher, no policemen. We only see civilians on these reports, mostly women and children. He answered me, frankly, it's very simple. We did see Hamas people there launching rockets. They were close to our hotel. But if ever we dare pointing our camera on them, they would simply shoot at us and kill us.
There was evidence that Hamas was using hospitals, schools, civilian neighborhoods, mosques to launch their rockets. There was evidence of that, but they did not want the Western world to know that.
Oren says keeping the Western world in the dark works with predictable and devastating consequences.
And they're using the civilian population as human shields, and so Israel, no matter how cautious it is, it invariably ends up causing civilian casualties. That creates very painful pictures on television screens that immediately incites the streets, particularly in Europe and South America, that immediately translates into diplomatic pressure in the Security Council and human rights groups.
They realize that they have a captive audience among Western journalists. To report one side, to show these horrific pictures of men, women, and children injured, killed. Look, we don't excuse this. It's horrible. This is war. These are the realities of war. But you have to be able to question Hamas straightforward. You have to ask them, are you using United Nations facilities? Are you using schools? Are you using mosques and places of worship?
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is not a complicated thing. All we have to do is just do what we're doing now. We have to begin to just share what's really going on.
That's right.
You need to go to the VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you can share those articles and those segments. You can go to our app, and you can send each of these segments and begin just to educate everybody around you. It's so easy today. We don't have to go, oh, my goodness, you know, ABC News is not recovering this right, or MSNBC is not covering this right. There's actually more of us than there are of them.
That's right.
that just have, you know, maybe more outlets in regards to media, but we have more people and a way to connect instantly with through social media and other ways. So it's important to begin to give people both perspectives, not to just go, you have to support Israel, to say, listen, it's lopsided. Israel did all this. You can show them, you know, Israel in a nutshell, the Middle East in a nutshell, what's taking place. Then you can show them the lopsided press that's going on in the coverage right there. And then you can see how, if you go to VFN Torch, you can see how Israel has brought in all kinds of humanitarian aid, gas, food, clothes, schools, concrete. They've given all of this in there. And so the whole thing is nothing but a photo op to be able to get people to buy into a false narrative. Yeah. But we can actually spread this around. We are the new media.
Mm-hmm.
You are the new media. You can share this with your friends. You can go and sign up for the Torch newsletter. I mean, if you don't know about how to do technology, you can go to thevfntv.com, sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get all this in a newsletter every single week. We have a free gift waiting for you for that. But listen, when you do that, you could just forward the email to somebody and let them do whatever they're going to do with it. It's just amazing. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it by word of mouth, beginning to spread the truth around, because Israel has went overboard with the Middle East.
That's right.
And has done major things, as you heard in our earlier program, an earlier part of this program, standing up for Israel. More when we get back, we're going to talk about this wedge mindset, wedging a division between so many different areas in America, and how we have to hold ourselves together through this and not be divided. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.